Broadcasting live from the Buckhead Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Legal Experts.
Good morning, Atlanta, and good morning, Buckhead, and welcome to another episode of Atlanta Legal Experts Radio. I am your host, Emily Rowell, with Peachtree Offices, and today we have a special show where actually we have a lot of representatives here from the Georgia Association of Paralegals welcoming us today, and they're going to be here just talking about the association and about their specialties as they do their paralegal work. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Emily. Thanks for making this show happen once again. A beautiful Tuesday here in Buckhead.
Yes, I'm excited. It's a beautiful day.
It is. It's going to be a hot one today, but we can have some hot legal talk as well here in the studio.
That's right. Yeah, we've got some great guests, and I'm just going to introduce them briefly. We have Suzette Corley with UPS. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Emily.
And we have Sabrina Henry with Nelson Mullins, Riley, and Scarborough.
Good morning.
We have Cynthia Bynum with DeKalb County District Attorney's Office.
Hi, Emily.
We have Angela Caruso with Morgan & Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, and welcome back.
Thank you. It was great to be back.
And we have Melody Cox with Webb, Tanner, Powell, and Wilson.
Very glad to be here. Thank you.
Yes, we got a full studio here, so I'm really excited. I would love to be able to tell the guests and our listeners who is the sponsors of the show, which is Peachtree Offices, where you could work virtually anywhere. 3A Law Practice Management, helping attorneys start and build their practice, and Atlanta's own John Marshall Law School. You can find their logo and link to their website on AtlantaLegalExperts.com. Without further ado, I will get started, and we were going to start with Suzette Corley this morning. You're first. Good morning. Ms. Corley is the Global Privacy Paralegal for the UPS Inc., United Parcel Service. She works closely with the Global Privacy Officer at UPS. Ms. Corley works in a wide range of projects, from privacy impact assessments, training, global awareness campaigns, and data breach response plans, to following all new trends in the regulations and laws. Prior to working as the Global Privacy Paralegal, Ms. Corley was the Corporate Governance and Securities Paralegal for the U.S. and America's region of UPS. Prior to joining UPS in mid-2008, she was a Corporate Paralegal and Trademark Paralegal with Alston & Byrd, LLP. She is a member of the Georgia Association of Paralegals. She has served as a past director of CLE, Vice President, and is currently serving in the role as President for the Georgia Association of Paralegals. Job. So tell me a little bit about how you got started where you are today.
Well, it started quite a while ago, as you can see. I was working for an assistant general counsel for American Standard Co. And she worked her way up the ranks through the company to become the assistant general counsel. And she basically said, you know, you've got an eye for this. I think that you need to pursue the legal field. So that's where it started.
Okay.
And it just, I've been involved in so many different areas of law, and every time that I have the opportunity to learn something new, I jump at it. And most recently, as you mentioned, being in the privacy area has really opened the doors for me in an area that there are I don't even know if there are any other paralegals in Georgia that do what I do for UPS, and it's very exciting to be part of an evolving practice area.
So tell me more about it, just a little bit, on what exactly you do. I know you probably could cover that in the whole hour, but...
Well, I'm responsible for helping our employees become aware of privacy issues, things like protecting your passwords and or the data that is we collect a lot of data, uh-huh. and how we protect that data. And so part of my responsibility is training and awareness and making sure that our employees are aware of how to handle the data, how to keep it safe, how to respect it. And I enjoy that part of my job. And also, there's evolving laws.
Sure. Especially for security.
Yes.
And identity theft and all that. So tell me, what's a typical day like for you?
I don't have any typical days. I think that, wow, there really isn't a typical day. I don't think for any of us, we,
I'm agreeing too.
There just isn't. I have certain responsibilities that I tend to on a daily basis, but for the most part, it's basically, I have no idea until I walk in the door what we're facing.
Right. Now, do you like that about your job?
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. You have to have a certain type of personality to enjoy that and to, yeah. So what do you enjoy most about your job?
I enjoy the ability to learn about the different regulations that are going on in the United States and then throughout the world, and just the fact that it's evolving constantly. And I deal with all levels of employees at UPS and work with an outstanding group of attorneys. So I enjoy that very much.
That's wonderful. Now tell me, what do you think, and this is the last question, and I won't drill you any further. No, I'm just kidding. What do you think is a paralegal's most valuable contribution to the field of law? I'm going to ask everybody that, so if y'all want to start thinking.
I think the ability to be organized, be current with your skills, and by that I mean you need to be up on all the technology, because otherwise you're going to be lost in the wind. And also your resources, you need to keep up on your resources, because no matter what you do, you're going to be relying on other people for something, and you need to be able to gain those resources and be able to pull on these people in order to make things happen quickly. And especially where I am, because if I don't know the right people to call, you know, time is very valuable, especially in the privacy wheelhouse. So it is extremely valuable. So you want to know exactly who to go to when you need it.
Great, great answer. So we're going to be talking a little more about the Georgia Association of Paralegals, but until then, if you'll let everybody know how they can contact you. And then we'll introduce all the guests here today.
Well, you can contact me through the Georgia Association of Paralegals at President or P. I know that sounds terrible. We'll give it to you later.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And next we have Sabrina Henry. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Wonderful this morning. And Sabrina Henry is a senior immigration specialist at Nelson Mullins Riley and Scarborough LLP. She possesses over 15 years of experience as a paralegal with a specialization in immigration law. She was awarded a bachelor's degree in business education from Bernard M. Baruch College, University of New York. In addition, she participated in a student exchange program at the University of Ghana at Ligon, where she studied women's involvement in economic development. She is also pursuing a master's degree in instructional technology. Sabrina currently serves as a vice president of the Georgia Association of Paralegals and the primary Georgia representatives for the National Federation of Paralegal Associations. She has served on GAP's board since 2011. She is also an instructor in the paralegal program at Kennesaw State University. She is an incessant educator, and as she enjoys sharing her knowledge with others and imparting her love, interest, and fascination with immigration law. So where did that all come about?
Well, I'm first-generation American. My parents are from Haiti, and I consider myself Haitian American because I was Haitian before I was American. I mean, like I tell people, I said, I didn't know people made spaghetti with the sauce on the side until I was in high school or college even.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, or people could make fried chicken at home. I was like, that was only done at Kentucky Fried Chicken. So, but, you know, you learned it. I was like, we just made it differently. But
it's, sure.
Culturally is that, but I kind of fell into immigration. I was an educator. I taught high school prior mm-hmm. to that. That was my... They say you go through seven careers in a lifetime. Well, I'm on my second, I guess, and I'm pretty stuck here, and I think I love it. I know I love it. But immigration, I came to Atlanta. I thought I was going to start teaching. I've worked in the legal field since undergrad. So I thought, to pay the bills, I'll find something, you know, in the legal field. But while I find a school I want to be at.
Right.
But then sticker shock of what teachers make. And it's not a 24-hour environment as it was in New York, where I can teach in a day and supplement my income at the law firms, because there was 24-hour law firm settings in New York.
Gotcha.
So came here and kind of. Not the South at all. But started working at a local firm and ended up just temping in their immigration department while they trained someone that just started. And then basically they were like, well, can you stay? And it was immigration. It was an immigration department. It wasn't in an immigration paralegal role initially.
Right.
But I started, kind of got them organized what they needed in on the administrative side. And I was like, okay, I'm bored. I want to learn. And, you know, it just kind of made a connection to mm-hmm. my background, because my parents obtained their green cards as well, and just learned and just loved it.
That's
and
wonderful.
This is what I do.
That's good.
Speaking with Sabrina Henry here, the Ryan McPherson, with just a couple questions. Your area of expertise is immigration law. That's something that's changing daily, and where it goes from here, we have no idea. Where do you go to kind of stay up to speed on all the changes happening out there?
Well, you have to look at all these different reports. I don't go to the news.
That's true.
Because, I mean, unfortunately, they just don't have the right information. So we go to the USCIS website. There's different forums. I stay up to date with Atlanta, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, different websites like that, and different reports, you know, and just look at the Federal Register. What is changing?
Right. And then as a paralegal, what are some of your contributions to the overall field of law?
Well, it's ultimately the global movement of workers around the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're moved, the knowledge share. You know what I mean? That knowledge share is important. People, unfortunately, have this very negative look of immigration. It's just all about these illegal people. Guess what? There's a whole group of people that are trying to do this a legal way. So, and that's kind of what I do. I mean, we work with mostly companies, and they're transferring workers in and out of the country, you know, and they're filling that knowledge gap that is, we have to admit, is missing in the U.S.
You've really expressed a passion for what you do. So what is the what do you enjoy most in a typical day for you?
Making the client understand that, you know, we have the company client, but then there are individual employees, making them feel that I got you. We got you. We're going to take care of this, because it's a very nervous situation. You know, it's nerve wracking. Oh, my goodness. You know, they think that somebody's going to come down their door. You got to go. You know,
right.
It's like you've overstayed one day, or, you know, or they think it's not going to go right. Or, unfortunately, the green card process for some people takes so long. Like, there's people going through the process, because our system, unfortunately, is very broken, that it's taking 15 years sometimes for someone to go from, you know, one to another, you know, mm-hmm. one place to another, in terms of just going through the system legally. So,
which
just helping them
and
making them.
Yes. Yes. Well, wonderful. And I can't wait to hear more, too, about the Georgia Association of Paralegals. But before then, if you'll just let everybody know how they can reach you.
Hi, I'm Sabrina Henry, and you can reach me at the Georgia Association Paralegal website. My email address is vp@gaparalegal.org.
Wonderful. Thank you. And we're going to go to Cynthia Bynum. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
Thank you for being here this morning. She is a senior paralegal in the Public Integrity Unit for the DeKalb County District Attorney's Office and is the principal owner of CJB Management, LLC, and serves as its executive director. As such, she supports and provides service solutions that enhance the success of business leaders and the people they serve. Cynthia holds a master's degree in business management from Fordham University's Executive MBA program, graduated cum laude having earned a Bachelor's of Science degree in Business Administration and Business Information Systems from DeVry University. She's also a graduate of Emory's Paralegal Studies program. She has held several leadership positions within the legal community, and in these roles, she has contributed to the expansion of continuing legal education programs, leadership forums, and other professional events that empower members of local and regional paralegal associations and employees of businesses that provide legal services. She's an active member of the Georgia Association of Paralegals and serves as its bar liaison. Her goal is to provide substantive resources and expertise for continuous advancements of the paralegal profession.
Yahoo.
I know it. I can't even say it. I can't believe you did it. And so tell me all about it. How did you get started?
As far as a paralegal career, once I finished undergrad, I thought about going to grad school. Have a lot of friends who are attorneys who essentially talked me out of going to law school. this was when I thought about law school. This was back during the economic crash when, you know, no offense, some of our attorney friends were vying for paralegal jobs. It was just rough for everybody then. We all can relate to that. But thought about law school. My husband suggested, Cynthia, why don't you consider going to a paralegal program as a precursor to even see if you want to go down that path. Like, okay, husband. So that's when I thought
they have good ideas.
Did some research. Yeah, they kind of help sometimes, husbands do. But went into looked at Emory's program, like what I saw, and I entered their program. And from there, it was just a great experience. I got to network with the local Atlanta Paralegal Associations, GAB, Gate City Bar, and just an energetic group of folks. I was impressed by a lot of what I saw. And start pursuing a career in become a paralegal.
Now, tell me exactly what it is that you do today.
I'm limited to what I can say of what I do today.
Oh, okay.
Being that I do work for the DA's office, but it's a great job. I do work in public integrity. Our primary role is obviously to prosecute criminals who violate the law, but in the capacity of elected officials and police corruption and anybody that holds a public or government type job within the DeKalb County. So that's essentially kind of what I do to support attorneys in that role.
I bet that's very interesting.
You know it is.
It's been busy.
It's been a little busy, but we have a great office and a great team, so you can understand why my responses will be limited.
Sure, sure. But that's great. What do you enjoy most about that?
What I enjoy most is very time consuming. You have to put in a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And even me saying a lot of work is an understatement. But what's good about that, for putting in that type of work, when you get a positive outcome and when there's some sort of relief for victims who've been victimized, that makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're working for a greater good. So to be honest, My personal contribution to the end goal, yes, you know, the whole execution things, that makes me happy. But then to feel like, okay, we did a good job, we did the best we could do, given all circumstances.
Wonderful. Now tell me, what do you think is a paralegal's most valuable contribution to the field of law?
I think paralegals hold a unique role for what we do. I feel like we direct traffic. We are true liaisons in every sense of the word to support our attorneys, because their job is to practice the law and to apply the law. Our job is everything else. So to do that effectively and to communicate to all stakeholders, whether it's business partners or vendors or court administrations or different agencies that you work with or different businesses, to be able to communicate effectively and to do that where you're not pissing off a bunch of folks, that's being a valuable contributor as a paralegal.
Wonderful. Now,
can you say piss off on the radio?
Sure.
Yeah. One more time?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and I can't wait to hear more. And I just have to say that everybody's bio here, like, is just extraordinary. And it's, you know, you think it's just a paralegal, but it's not. And we're obviously going to learn that today. And just some really wonderful women here.
I concur.
In the studio. So if you'll tell everybody how they can reach you.
I can't. But if you go to, I'm going to be even worse than Suzanne, who said I'll come back later, no offense. If you Google GAP, and you'll find us all on the GAP website, to be honest. And
okay,
I'm the bar liaison, so you'll find me there, Cynthia Bynum.
And we'll learn all of that information at the end of the show when we wrap it up. So
thank you.
And I'm going to take a brief moment to say you're listening to Atlanta Legal Experts Radio. And our sponsors today are Peachtree Offices, helping you work virtually anywhere, and 3A Law Practice Management, helping attorneys start and grow their practice, and by attorney Atlanta's own John Marshall Law School. And you can, again, find that information on atlantalegalexperts.com, and you can also find all of the information that I was not able to cover today in the show on that same website, atlantalegalexperts.com.
Thank you to the sponsors.
Yes, absolutely. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here.
No, and thank you to Atlanta Legal Experts for bringing such a great group of folks in here today. And who is next on our list, Emily?
We have Angela Caruso back.
Yes,
again.
Thank you for having me back.
Yes, and now you're going to be talking.
Yes.
Not just observing. Prior to joining Morgan & Morgan PA, one of the largest plaintiff's firms in the nation, she gained 7 years of professional legal experience working for claimants / plaintiffs with workers' compensation and personal injury claims by supporting their attorneys. She was recently nominated, and I skipped a lot of what you were involved in. It's very long, and it's wonderful, and I can't wait to see it on the website. But Angela was recently nominated for Paralegal of the Year by the AAJ and awarded Paralegal of the Day on June 10th, 2015, during Georgia Association of Paralegals' annual Paralegal Week. Her legal career began when she took a temp position at a workers' compensation firm while waiting for a youth ministry job. The firm shared office space with another firm, and she was able to work part-time for both firms before securing a full-time position and training as a paralegal. She has extensive experience in all aspects of workers' comp law and enjoys sharing this knowledge by training and mentoring other paralegals. And I want to first say she comes from a large Italian family and enjoys spending time with her nieces, nephews, and godchildren. She describes her family as my big fat Greek wedding. It meets the Sopranos without the guns and tons of cannoli.
Yes, that's true. It's so true.
And I wanted to let you tell the story about how originally you joined the Georgia Association of Paralegal to have something on your bio for credibility and what happened.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, my background was in ministry. I was a Catholic youth minister for the Archdiocese of Atlanta and the Diocese of Birmingham. And then I even did my internship in the Diocese of Charlotte. So I had 10 years of ministry experience, either as a youth minister or director of religious education. But then I was really wanting to cross over into the corporate world, and I didn't know how to do that without having a background, because all of my education, you know, has always been in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was listening to Clark Howard. We all know Clark Howard being from Atlanta. And he was saying, just, you know, get your foot in the door somewhere and just be willing to do the grunt work. So that's what I did. I really just started at the bottom doing the grunt work. I was very good at computers, mm-hmm. technology. So I helped with the case management systems. And then I just worked my way up. They trained me to be a paralegal. It was great. And then I went with, we had Rob Hendricks on the show mm-hmm. recently. He hired me on at his firm, and we needed something for our biography on the website. And I'm like, well, all of my education is in ministry, not legal profession. And I had read in a book that if you joined an association, it would give you more credibility. So I shopped around. I was looking at all of the different organizations, you know, throughout the country, and particularly the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that GAP had the most to offer, GAP being the Georgia Association of Paralegals.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good deal, because once you became a member of that, it was like buy one, get one free. You were also a part of the National Federation of Paralegal Association. Mm-hmm. So you kind of got two for the price of one. And
awesome.
Essentially, I just had it on my... on the website. I really wasn't doing much with it. But then one night, I had recently left from a personal injury firm and went back into workers' compensation, and I forgot how to file a document. There's a website that we have to use called Integrated Claims Management System. Mm-hmm. It's through the State Bar of Workers' Compensation. And there are certain board forms you have to use, and there are certain ways you have to file things. Mm-hmm. And I had, I think it was a brief that was due by midnight that I needed to file, and I could not remember how to file it within the website. And given the late hour, I couldn't call any coworkers for help, because it was like, it was due at midnight. This is like 11:45-ish. And so I went on the GAP's Facebook page, and I just, you know, pleaded for help. Somebody who worked for a defense firm called me within 5 minutes and helped me file the document.
Oh, fantastic.
So right then I was like, oh, my goodness, I really need to get involved with this organization. I mean, they were so nice to help me out.
Sure.
So I saw the roundtable events that GAP provides, mm-hmm. which is we go to the different colleges and universities throughout mm-hmm. the state of Georgia, and we talk to students on what it's like to be a working paralegal. So I got very active in that.
Fantastic.
In that
capacity.
Yeah, in that capacity. And I met Sabrina, and my mentor is Patty. She was actually running the students. And both of them encouraged me to not only get involved and to stay involved in GAP, but to also to take on leadership positions. So Fantastic. It was great.
Oh, very good. So Ryan McPherson here, producer, engineer for the Atlanta Legal Experts Radio Show. We're speaking with Angela Caruso. She's an accomplished paralegal for Morgan & Morgan. So you mentioned joining the association is a good step to kind of figuring out how to get involved in the paralegal field. What other advice would you give someone considering a career change or perhaps coming out of college going into the paralegal field?
I mean, absolutely join an association. If you're in Georgia, join GAP. I think it's great networking opportunities, but not only for the entry paralegal. Like, most people think that organization is just to find a job, but it is so much more than that. I mean, I already had a very good job coming into the association, but it is, you know, like Suzette said, resources are our number one thing, and you just have instant resources. We have business partners that I have used several times. I've been in a bind or a pinch, so I call it one of our business partners, and they get me what I need, whether it be a court reporter, having somebody served, different things like that. Also, I just recently moved down from Atlanta to the Columbus area. I would not have known a soul had it not been for this organization, but we already had the Columbus chapter there, so I went into Columbus already having, you know, a group of people that I could rely on and call on, and I call them all the time for help down in Columbus.
Now, Columbus is a great town. I've spent some time down there. I was stationed in Fort Benning for a while.
Oh, right.
I love Columbus, the downtown river walk area. It's just a great little community, and sounds like a good community of paralegals down there, too, supporting one another.
Yes, definitely.
So what is your typical day like over there at Morgan & Morgan? What are some of the tasks that you have to get accomplished daily?
Like they said, it's you never know what you're walking into, and I think that's what it's exciting about the job. It keeps it fresh. But it could be anything from being a liaison between the attorneys, the doctors. I do workers' compensation, so we work a lot with doctors. The clients, I mean, for me, especially coming from a ministry background, it was very important that I was working with clients hands-on. And, you know, I help clients get to doctor's appointments. And, you know, when they're injured, and a lot of times they lose their job because of their injury, they're in a downward negative spiral. They're losing their house, they're losing mm-hmm. their car, their marriages are falling apart because of the financial strain. So they come to us for some hope. So it's so nice, like, being able to hand them a check, like, here's your workers' compensation benefits. And, mm-hmm. you know, here's the they're in pain, like, okay, I've scheduled you an appointment. So that, you know, that's the greatest thing. And we're heavy litigation. So it could be anything from doing discovery to setting up doctor's appointments, general office management, case management, like making sure that, you know, everything in the file for the cases, discovery. I mean, really, it's different day to day. And it's you're going in a million different directions at all times because you have so many cases. And they're all vital. They're all important. And you want to make sure that you're doing the best for each case every day.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to hear more in just a few minutes. So again, we'll go around the room and talk about how they can find out more about the Georgia Association of Paralegals. But thank you so much today. And then I will introduce Ms. Melody Cox.
Hello.
You've been so quiet. Thank you for being here this morning. She works with Robert Jackson Wilson at Webb, Tanner, Powell, and Wilson, LLP, in Gwinnett County. She assists in commercial litigation, real estate, and a lot of other areas of law, including personal injury. She began her legal career as a receptionist in a boutique insurance defense firm in Seattle, Washington. She was promoted to assistant and then paralegal after earning her certificate from Edmonds Community College. She has continued to broaden her experience in various areas of law and business since moving to Lawrenceville, Georgia in 2007. She has most recently taken over some firm management duties. Her favorite aspect of working in the legal field is helping others who find themselves in difficult situations, as I guess everybody else will agree to that. This is Melody's first year serving as director of membership for the Georgia Association of Paralegals, which I'll call GAP later on. Right. She is looking forward to sharing benefits of GAP membership with paralegals working in all areas of law in all settings. She's also enjoyed her membership with the NFPA and recently contributed an article on eminent domain to the Paralegal Reporter, NFPA's quarterly magazine. Yes. Wonderful. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So if you can give me a little bit of history on how you got started as a paralegal.
Yeah, well, as it said, I started out in Seattle, which our national federation that we're all members of as well is headquartered in Washington.
Oh, okay.
So it's really close to the epicenter there. And I started out just by happenstance. I was in Seattle, needed a job, and found one as a receptionist and file clerk at a firm that did insurance defense. And I just loved it. You know, I ended up reading some of the pleadings as I was filing them, yeah, and getting a feel for it, and quickly moved up and decided that I wanted to do this long term and pursued my certification at that point. So that was very, very exciting time for me, and I really enjoyed it. And then when I moved to Georgia, I was looking for a job as well. And through a connection in Seattle, an attorney who also moved from the firm I was with Atlanta, found Webb Tanner Pound Wilson. And so they hired me on graciously.
Oh, great.
And it just exploded my experience. It just has gotten so broad. We work in bankruptcy sometimes, collections, probate, estate planning. It's really general practice. So you name it, and we've probably done it or know someone who does.
Right, yeah. Right. How many attorneys in that firm?
We have, I think it's about six at this
total.
Point. Yeah. And I work primarily with Jack Wilson. He goes by Jack. And he's really an amazing guy. He's city attorney for Auburn and has some other high-profile clients and is just really well-loved by the community. So it's a pleasure
to work
for him.
Yeah, and making that move so far apart, you know, Washington to Georgia,
yeah,
you can imagine where you're going to go, and he's coming with you.
Well, yeah, it was actually a different attorney. James Carlson was an associate there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was really nice. It was interesting how that all played out.
Right.
I think people thought we were in cahoots together, but it was really happenstance. Yeah, it was funny.
So tell me, you talked about the certification for paralegals.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, is that important and why?
Well, I have a certificate from an ABA-approved program,
okay,
which I think is very important. I mm-hmm. mean, sometimes you find in plaintiff's firms especially that you can find someone who just, you know, starts out as a file clerk, doesn't pursue any education,
mm-hmm,
and is trained by the attorneys to,
sure,
you know, to do their job. But typically, if there's some sort of contract with, you know, insurance defense, the attorneys I worked with at that time encouraged me to pursue an ABA-approved certificate,
mm-hmm,
because their contracts would not allow them to bill for a paralegal unless she had
Wonderful.
A certificate.
I see.
So I achieved that goal. But then you also have certified paralegals who have taken an exam that is put out by NALA, which is another organization, or NFPA. We have PACE.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are a certified paralegal. Technically, I'm a certificated paralegal, which no one ever says,
okay,
but that's our terminology for it.
That's the legal jargon, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the lawyers don't even much know that. It's paralegals know that. But.
Right. That's funny. Mm-hmm. So what's your most favorite thing about what you do?
I like the difference in different areas of law, that I can just kind of dabble in everything. Mm-hmm. It's really helped me personally just in my life, you know, moving through things. You know, by the time we bought a house, I had seen real estate closing documents. So that was helpful.
Oh,
you know,
wonderful.
Things like that. But also, just like we've all mentioned, helping people through difficult situations. And you gain a wealth of knowledge where you can not only help clients, but you can help family members. You know, we recently had a CLE on the unauthorized practice of law. And it was nice to hear that if you're having a conversation with a friend of yours, you know, as long as you're not accepting any legal fees, you can share your experience and your knowledge of the legal system, and that's not considered unauthorized practice of law. So it's really nice to be able to help not only clients, but friends and family that have issues.
That's mm-hmm. wonderful. And I'm going to cut you off a little bit here, we're going to go ahead and open up. After I mention our sponsors one more time, again, this is Atlanta Legal Experts Radio, and you're listening to Emily Rowell with Peachtree Offices, who is one of our sponsors, 3A Law Practice Management, and also look for Atlanta's John Marshall Law School on our website at atlantalegalexperts.com. So we're going to get into more of Georgia Association of Paralegals and what it has to offer, who we are, where we came from, uh-huh. our purpose, everything like that. And I guess I'll get started basically the bottom line with you. So tell me.
So we've been around since 1973, and we were formed by a group of area Atlanta paralegals. And they formed Atlanta Association of Legal Assistance, Inc. So that was our very first name. And the objective was to provide support for persons entering this new field of being a paralegal, and to promote the profession to the legal community and what we can do. So we created a forum for contributing to the discussions and decisions of both state and local bar associations regarding training and utilization of paralegals by attorneys, which became the term as paralegalism. Soon extended across the state, and it became apparent that people outside of Atlanta needed a voice as well. So the membership expanded to include all legal assistants in Georgia. And in 1976, Atlanta Association of Legal Assistants became GALA, which is Georgia Association of Legal Assistants, Inc. And then in 1997, we became GAP, Georgia Association of Paralegals, which is where we are now.
So tell me, who looks for this association, and what do they need from you guys? What do you guys provide?
Well,
and anybody can answer the question. It doesn't have to be.
I think people look to us. Over the years, you know, our association has morphed into different things. But I think people look to us for the ability to provide quality continuing legal education. I think education is one of our foremost assets, and we provide wonderful CLEs, and attorneys can attend our CLEs as well. And at least the feedback that I have gotten has been that it's invaluable. And in addition to the resources that we provide, mm-hmm. we have such a pool of our membership is...
We have about 300 plus members at this point.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So, networking with that many paralegals and being able, like Angela put the I'll call help, you know, out, mm-hmm. It's just amazing. I've gotten a lot of great resources just from networking with other paralegals that helps my employer, you know.
So if there's a paralegal listening out there that isn't a member, I read in one of the bios here that, you know, you're not alone. You can get support because sometimes you're the only one mm-hmm. in the business that you're in the practice that you're in. So you can get support from the other members of this association.
Exactly. If there is a paralegal that doesn't know where to go, we have an upcoming event.
Definitely tell us.
Membership appreciation event that's coming up June 30th at 6:00, and it's being held at Nelson Mullins. And if you go to our website at www.japaralegals.org, you'll find more information about that event. So, and it's a great opportunity. It's a membership appreciation event and our business partner expo. So you get to see our business partners and you see our members. And we're friendly people. We work hard and we have a very good time at the end of the day together when we all get together. So I think it's a great opportunity for new paralegals, new to Georgia, new to the organization. Come on out.
Thank you.
We have several like networking opportunities, which again, it's great if you're entry level paralegal or student paralegal, because we all know you need to know somebody to get your foot in the door somewhere else. And then, like I said, for working paralegals to have that support, and like she said, the CLE opportunities, but we also have a lot of pro bono opportunities. We have a lot of community service opportunities. We did this one thing, I think last year, maybe you did it this year. I was in Columbus, so I'm not sure, but where they had like a breakfast and you could have your professional photo taken. There's just a lot of different opportunities as a paralegal to strengthen your own skill set. And when you have a better skill set, that's better for your employers, you know, and then also become, it gives you the opportunity to become a leader in the community. You know, we have lots of leadership positions and attorneys love that. They love to see you out there in the community because that's your networking and you're getting referrals for your attorney. So
right.
It's just, there's a lot of different things that we do and a lot of different opportunities throughout the year.
Now, go ahead.
Oh, I have a question for membership. Do you have to be currently employed to be a member of the organization?
That's an excellent question. You do not. You have to be actively seeking a paralegal position, you know, and we do ask that you have some sort of experience as a paralegal, some sort of education. You know, if you are a truck driver and you decide one day you want to be a paralegal, this may not be a great idea. Maybe start somewhere else. But yeah, you don't have to be currently employed.
What kind of documents do you need? And what are the membership fees?
Membership fees for our regular associate members are $125. There's no real documents that are required unless you're a student. We have a reduced rate for students, and so then you would have to prove that you are enrolled currently in some sort of paralegal program. But then we also have reduced rates for our Columbus members and our Macon members because we understand it's not quite the same environment in those areas, you know, and that allows them to become members and grows our membership.
So anyone in the state of Georgia can
be a member
of the organization as well.
Of the organization.
And there's great
Absolutely.
Networking opportunities. There's great peer-to-peer mentoring and counseling that you can, you know, help with your education as well as career advancement. So talk a little bit about that, Sabrina, if you would. Just how what the Georgia Association of Paralegals can help you with by becoming a member.
You hit the point, career. I think we are developing, we understand this is a career. It's not just a job. It's not like a 9-to-5. It's a career, and we help people in developing that career. We have that, as we continue to mention, the education, the networking, all those components come together, and we develop professional people, and people learn from others. We have had formal mentoring programs, but it's such a laid back and organic grassroots kind of organization that people just kind of, hey, can you be my, you know, you just find people just attached to one another. And, you know, you have this mentor mentee relationship that just forms naturally. And I think that organic just flow just has what created and built us up to be such a good organization and powerful. And we look to see more changes and strength in our career. The career is developing. There's a lot of changes going around, going on on the national side with regard to certification regulation, where I think our goal and what we're looking at we want to see is just ultimately the proper utilization of paralegals that, in a sense, will lead to providing affordable legal services to everyone, to the masses. Because, I mean, that attorney fee, that hourly rate is pretty high. So we're in the infancy stages, I guess, of that conversation, but we want to be part of that conversation as paralegals, as an association, so that we can, you know, help bring us to that level so that...
Also, you know, being a part of the Georgia Association, you're automatically a part of the National Federation of Paralegal Association, and that has 13,000 members currently. And it's just like the Georgia Association of Paralegals, but just on a much bigger, broader level. Mm-hmm. And you have all those resources at your fingertips as well. And Sabrina's mm-hmm. very active on the national level, where we're probably more local. I'm active on the local level, where she does a lot on the national level.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I guess, yeah, if you're getting all this stuff from the association, I'm sure the natural response is to what can I give back? So having that conversation, you know, to do the pro bono and stuff is important as well.
Absolutely. We just had a report to the national report on our pro bono work in Georgia, but on the national level on it as a whole. And, you know, the contributions of paralegals is just
ongoing.
Endless.
Now, you had mentioned the CLEs that you guys provide. Now, is it... do paralegals have to get a certain amount or anything, or it's just to
if help? You're certified, if you've taken the PACE exam,
okay,
or the PCC, is it PCC mm-hmm. exam, then you have to have certain numbers of hours of CLEs, just as if you were an attorney who had to get CLEs.
And that's right. Another benefit, a huge benefit that we have with our association. Janet Williams is our PACE and PCC coordinator, and she has developed amazing study group materials for all the paralegals who are interested in that. That's a free benefit with your membership.
Yeah.
So if you become a member of GAP, then you can automatically be put into a study group with Janet, and she has helped
It's phenomenal.
Dozens. I don't know what the number is, but she's won an award from the National Federation for her work.
Yes.
So we're very, very proud of her.
She's a certification ambassador.
Yes.
She's the national. She won the last year. She won the National Certification Ambassador Award for just all her contributions on the Georgia level, and as well as contributions to other study groups around the country.
Fantastic.
And the greatest thing about that study group in Atlanta is that, you know, when I study for the PACE, I only know one area of law, maybe two if you count personal injury. But when you go to this class, you have a multitude of people that are working in all different fields
areas
of law. Mm-hmm. So when we have a question and we don't really understand it, you can ask somebody who's literally doing the work.
Right. They're
right there to help you answer that question. So it's a great, I highly recommend the class. And it's, when you are a member, it's free. I mean, it's free classes. And the I looked into other organizations, into other classes, and mm-hmm. it can be quite pricey.
Sure.
We do a lot of reduced rate things. I mean, all our CLEs, we have a fall and a spring CLE, and basically you get a half day of CLEs for about $50.
Wow.
With lunch.
Yeah.
Oh,
where can
and
we
you
get
that?
Oh, we always have to eat.
Yeah. Yes.
Because we work hard.
If I could add just one more thing. A few years ago, we decided that unlike my ladies here, I am an in-house paralegal. Mm-hmm. So currently, and one of the things that we found or that we were hearing was that there wasn't enough focus on in-house paralegals. Because unlike working for...
What's an in-house paralegal?
Excuse me?
What's an in-house paralegal?
Oh, an in-house paralegal is a paralegal who works for a corporation. And usually when you work for a corporation, you are it for your practice area. There may be two, but usually there's only one. And when you are kind of tapped out and you need help with something, that networking becomes invaluable. Because I could call somebody from Home Depot or I could call somebody from Cox and say, hey, you know, can you help me figure this out? Or who did you use for this?
Sure.
But what we did was we came up with a legal summit. And we've been doing this now for, this will be our fourth year, where we have...
It's amazing, too.
Yeah.
It really is.
We have one of the corporations will host. Mm-hmm. So UPS hosted the first one. And we had invited all the in-house paralegals to attend. It was very well attended, the first one. I think we had 60-some-odd people come. We've had Newell Rubbermaid host. We've had last year Home Depot. This year, Georgia Pacific is hosting, and we expect over 100 paralegals to show up.
Wow.
And it's invaluable. We provide, so it's full-rounded, our association.
Right.
So it's not just for the law firm paralegal. It's not just for the litigator. It's not just for the transactional paralegal. We really try to make everything very full-rounded.
Government,
public
sector.
Yeah,
we were kind of like a lost little sector as well. But you do have paralegals that work on the state level mm-hmm. as well as the local level, so it's really broad.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that.
We even have members that work for the national level, national level of government.
And it sounds like it's helping you guys really just improve your job. And when you do that, you get to stay. And, you know, people are proud and you possibly get a raise. You never know. But mm-hmm. it sounds like you're getting well-rounded in all areas. So that's just great. Now, speaking of the job, so if an attorney is actually looking for a paralegal, is that the place where they would come? Would they come to see you guys that you could refer, or do they go somewhere else?
Well, our job board, we do have a job board, and we invite, firms or corporations or people that are associated, I guess, where they have members involved in our organization. They're invited to come and post to our job bank. Ideally, we believe we should be a resource. You know, we know that the job market is not the same as it used to be. So it is who you know. Jobs are not necessarily going directly out to the AJC anymore. They're right. Like, hey, do you know anybody that does right. this? I'm looking mm-hmm. for something. You know, they're talking mm-hmm. We're talking to one another. And they'll, you know, Angela, I know,
I use it all the time.
Morgan is always
the
looking.
The HR department love me. They love me.
So it's more the networking that the association provides to help the people know who to talk to.
Yeah, it's a resource. Mm-hmm. We are, and we're just trying to get it out there that we are a primary resource.
And to the extent, we actually have legal staffing agencies that reach out to us as paralegals. Cynthia, do you know? We'll get an email if you're at a networking event. Mm-hmm. You know, they pass you a card, let me know. I'm looking for this type of paralegal. So, yeah, it's like that.
It's like that, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So remind our listeners, you're listening to Atlanta Legal Experts. And we're talking here today with a group of ladies from the Georgia Association of Paralegals, all kind of playing different roles in different capacities over there and helping out that organization grow and helping get new members. Let's talk about technology for a moment and how that is important to your job. And we see it here every week on Atlanta Legal Experts, how a lot of these law firms are slow to adopt some of this technology. And that seems to be a trend going forward. So can anyone speak on that and how that's playing a big role in the environment today?
It used to be in the 1950s that an attorney had did 90% of the work, and he would have a secretary to type up things. But then as basically society became more legalistic and attorneys were needing to actually practice law and not just do all the administrative work, then they relied heavily on their assistants, which eventually became paralegals. And the main way that they did that was because of the technology. We have excellent case management systems now mm-hmm. that allows us, where in the past maybe you could only handle 50 cases, now I can handle 260 cases because we are so well organized and we have everything at our fingertips. When I first started in this profession, everything was manual. I mean, everything was in a hard file with papers. You had to literally get up and go get a file. Now I can just pull up any document within seconds and, you know, be able to find what I need. So I think technology is key in this profession. And the attorneys don't have time to learn all the technologies. That really falls on us. Mm-hmm. We have to be up to date on all the new technologies. Now, I work in a field where we are contingency-based, so it's not that important for us, but everybody else, they bill. So you also have to know all the billing software if you want to get paid. Yeah. You know, so case management and billing are like the big things And then also for discovery, like you need to know how to, you need to know how to research, you know, how to use all the different forms of technology that helps you with discovery.
Yeah, so if you're wanting to advance yourself in the paralegal field, become an expert in technology, help translate that information back to the attorneys themselves, and you can be even more valuable in your office environment. Right. And one other question, Emily, is, and Cynthia mentioned this earlier, you once had aspirations to be an attorney. Does anyone at the table have aspirations to taking it to the next level and become a certified attorney?
I think they're all the level.
Yeah. That's right. Sorry. You are the true professionals here.
Well, we all, I think maybe you consider it at some point, because I know I've gone as far as taking the LSAT and like, okay, am I good? And then I was like, you know what? I like my life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, that 80-hour day. I mean, we work close to it. But, you know, I like what I do. And, you know, it's like you, Angela used the, or maybe it was Cynthia, I'm sorry, the coordinating traffic, you know what I mean? Like making sure this runs, keeping the machine going.
Right.
Because they, you know, again, they're practicing law and we're making sure it happens.
Right. Yeah. And I think it was quite you.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, to that point, instead of getting a law degree, I got a graduate degree in business, because at the core of me, I am a business person. I am, and I enjoy that. And what you spoke about the technology aspect, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to be as valuable and as effective as possible, right? So, from a business perspective, I'm not going to say we're cost centers, but yes, we are in some regard. But you want to have the technology. You want to have the leadership. You, as a paralegal, your attorney does depend on you to help make some business decision. What vendor should I utilize for this project? You know, what software should we purchase? You know, who's going to schedule the training? I mean, it's quite a bit. And all of that is business. So one of the things, Emily, you asked earlier about what makes a paralegal really valuable, in my opinion, is being that go-to person, being able to articulate in any given circumstance, and really having an answer. And if you don't know the answer, it's okay to say, I don't know, but let me get back to you. Be that person to say, let me get back, and you actually have an answer.
And then go to your fellow members.
Right, and then go to your fellow members. Well, yeah, that's how you're going to find out. But, yeah, so I don't regret not going to law school. And then I've worked in corporate for, like, 20 years. So, you know, with all due respect of helping the companies I work for to generate, you know, millions of dollars each month, kind of wanted to work in a different aspect of my life. So I'm pretty glad.
Well, I have one final question to wrap it up. We are close to time here. Where is the Georgia Association of Paralegals located? Where are the headquarters? And in Atlanta, where's the Atlanta office?
Well, it's the age of technology. Everybody has a virtual office.
Oh, wonderful.
We have an executive director that manages the administrative functions of our office. We don't have a physical brick and mortar kind of location anymore. We're a volunteer organization, nonprofit, so cut costs.
Right.
Our address is, of course, available on our website, www.japaralegals.org. And all the information you want about us is there. Please visit. Take a look.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah, I think I'm about ready to give up my radio career and go become a paralegal.
Well, one of the fastest growing professions
in the country.
So
we'd love to have you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks very much.
You don't have to be female.
No, that's
it. Oh no.
We have a board. We have board members, and the different law firms around town will allow us to use their conference rooms to meet, and then we plan all the events. And so you just go to our website, figure out which event you want to go to, and come on. We would love to have you.
Well, wonderful. A lot of great information today. A group of true professionals out there serving the community and doing good work to help attorneys complete their mission. So thank you all for joining us today. Thank you, Emily,
absolutely,
for once again hosting an amazing show. Any final thoughts from you?
Just, I'm excited. I'm actually relating a little bit, just because I have been working for attorneys in a different aspect, but still had to learn a lot of that as well. So I'm relating, and I think I could actually use some of the benefits of this organization as well. So I'm excited about
that. Good stuff.
Yes, this is Emily Rowell with Peachtree Offices again, and you can see our show or listen to our show on AtlantaLegalExperts.com. Signing out.